But I'm going to move on. Amanda is the chief scientist, the lead scientist in Victoria, a catalyst responsible for working across the Victorian government to identify opportunities for economic outcomes by building relationships between business, the research sector, and government. And so it's a pleasure for you to talk about how space works today.
Thanks very much, Mark, and thanks to Mark and Rod Tucker for inviting me here today. And I'm not surprised to see so many people here. You just mentioned space and everyone comes out in Melbourne, so I'm really proud of the fact, as I'm sure the organisers of this event are astounded by the take-up and the presence. So thank you for being here today. Suffice to say, I'm delighted to be here to mark this occasion to celebrate Australia's pioneers in Earth satellites, the OSCAR 5 team, and to see you here this evening is really a privilege. And and thank you for your leadership and the inspiration that you and your activities have served to inspire the next generation and the Melbourne Space Program guys, who I've had a bit to do with over the past few years, really are emulating what you started 50 years ago. In terms of my entry into space, metaphorically speaking, so yes, one of my most vivid memories of my youth is as a young primary school student running home from school to watch Neil Armstrong walk on the moon, an event that was celebrated last year marking the 50th anniversary. And of course, in those days, we didn't have TVs in schools, we might have had one, but they weren't in every classroom like they were today. And of course, there wasn't colour TV here in Australia, at least in those days. And so so that, I think, has really served a whole generation and others following. And, you know, I haven't met yet anyone who's not inspired by thinking about space and the return to the moon. What you may not know, and I didn't appreciate until about 18 months ago, and I had the privilege of going on a delegation with Austrade and the Australian Space Agency. We went to Johnson Space Centre and JPL and the like and had an amazing tour, is that, of course, like the Australis OSCAR team, no one had actually put a man on the moon before. And so the what didn't come across, and perhaps you didn't think about, is that the average age of the people in mission control was sub-30. Because there was no book in the Bellevue or, any of their equivalents. It hadn't been done before. And so, you know, it was a really young group. And when you think about the risks and the expertise and the fact of how they would have had to work together. And so, you know, it's a real demonstration of just people embracing the impossible, not regarding it as impossible, and just getting on with it and getting the job done. And so, you know, and because there are a lot of stories there about the power of purpose, passion, plan and persistence, the four key ingredients of success, which are evident in how the Australis OSCAR 5 team went about their business and how the Melbourne Space Program, likewise, in recent years has done exactly the same thing. Now, I've been asked to talk about industry engagement. I hadn't expected to see a Stanley tape measure and bed springs as being part of the hardware in a satellite. So I will regard those pieces of domestic equipment with increased respect these days. So, I think, first of all, what are we doing here in Victoria? I'd like to say we're working with the Australian Space Agency. But my second point is that the world, of course, has changed in the last 50 years, and that the main thing is that space is no longer a public sector sole activity. So the private sector is actively investing in its own right and adjacent with it and in partnership with public agencies such as NASA and the European Space Agency and the like. And this is opened up the doors to enable private business to participate in the supply chain on new missions. And now that we have our own Australian Space Agency, we've got a ticket through that door to enable us to get into that supply chain. So I can't overemphasise the importance of having the agency as giving us that entree. So this change in approach reflects the realisation that you all know that no single country or organisation can either afford to go it alone or have the necessary skills. It's all a team effort. And so from a Victorian perspective, what we're seeking to do is to create the environment to allow the talent of our emerging graduates, which we, you know, we've seen what they can do this evening, to express themselves through ambitious initiatives such as the Oscar Five program. So to this end, my office is in regular contact with international space agencies, with NASA, with DLR, with the UK, and with aerospace businesses. And what we're seeking to do is to build the trusted relationships and to grow the opportunities for our talented engineers, our scientists, and technologists. I didn't have law students, but I accept the point that we need them in the team as well to contribute to and participate in the global space economy. So just in closing, to say that the market for the discoveries and the technologies also, I would like to say, are derived from solving problems for space, but the application will be very much here on the ground, on Earth, and we've seen, you know, the improvements in weather forecasting that has occurred in part because of access to better data, and where does that come from? It comes from satellites. So we're working with the university, we being Victorian government, on these opportunities and bringing them to bear. And I'd just like to close by thanking the Oscar Five team again and their industry partners for their leadership. It must have been an extraordinary set of circumstances to convert the vision and passion to reality at a time when colour TV wasn't even here in Australia. So you've shown to every Australian, whether they are from Victoria or elsewhere, that a committed team can achieve impossible outcomes. So congratulations and thank you.